Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. God sent Moses and Aaron to ask the Egyptian Pharaoh to allow the Israelites to leave the land of Egypt. The Pharaoh accused them of being idle, or they would not have asked to be permitted to go and to do sacrifice unto the Lord. Exodus 5:17. So instead of giving them the freedom to leave, he took away the straw they had been using to make bricks. They had to go into the fields to gather straw and then use the straw to make bricks. They were informed they could not diminish the quota of bricks they had been making. The officers among the Jews understood how almost impossible their task was going to be. They were angry and blamed Moses and Aaron for their plight. When Moses and Aaron were returning from their confrontation with the Egyptian Pharaoh, the officers of the children of Israel met Moses and Aaron, who were waiting for them, as they came forth from Pharaoh, and they said unto them, "The Lord look upon you and judge, because you have made us odious in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of his servants, to put a sword in his hand to slay us." Exodus 5:20-21. From our reading of the sacred text, we know that many of the Israelites did not have the right attitude. They should not have doubted the leadership of Moses and Aaron. God had given Moses miracles to confirm that he was God's spokesman. But I can understand the reaction of the Israelite officers and of the Jewish people in general. Moses had assured the Israelites that he was God's chosen servant to lead them from Egyptian bondage. But instead of arranging for their delivery from bondage, he had made their task much heavier. I can understand their anger, but that does not justify it. Not only did the children of Israel realize that their burdens had been greatly increased, they also realized they were made to stink in the eyes of Pharaoh and of his servants. Maybe they were embarrassed because of what happened, but it probably was much more than that. No one likes to be ridiculed. But that was almost certainly what would happen to the Israelites. The Jews, no doubt, had been hoping and praying for their delivery from Egyptian bondage. How could they keep from speaking to some of the Egyptians about their hopes? But it seemed they had been frustrated in their desires for delivery. They would be objects of pity and ridicule. In addition to the words that might be directed at them, they were afraid that the Pharaoh would retaliate against them. They told Moses and Aaron that they had put a sword in the hands of the Egyptians to slay them. I do not know if that actually occurred, but I can understand the fear of the Israelites that it was a distinct possibility. The people of God knew how cruel the Egyptians, especially the Pharaohs, had been to them. They did not want additional oppression and cruelty. They blamed Moses and Aaron for making that possible. The Jews were wrong, but we can certainly empathize with their feelings. Most of us lose patience when events do not follow our plans and desires. The Jews had been waiting for 400 years to be delivered from the oppression of Egyptian slavery. When they thought that delivery was in the immediate future, they were exhilarated. But when the delivery did not occur as they believed it would, they became discouraged. The Apostle Peter tells us, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." 2 Peter 3:9. Because God does not always operate on our time schedule, we sometimes question His goodness or wisdom. But since He is all-wise and all-powerful, we should respect what He does, even though at times it may cause us heartaches. God did deliver the Jews from Egyptian bondage, but according to His plan, not theirs. So we should trust God implicitly in what He says in His Word. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.